The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Guten Morgen for our international listeners.
Exactly. It's for our friends out in Germany. Welcome back to another episode. This is our second week under the new Spirit Live season. We are going to be talking about exceptional women sports. We'll talk about some of our favorite women players.
Yes.
We'll talk about some of their accolades or accomplishments, maybe their future, if that all lines up. And
who wants to get started?
I think Ethan will kick us off.
Okay, I'll kick us off with one of the first female athletes that I really took a liking to. Back when I was in middle school, I think. I don't know why, this is my new favorite athlete. And that is none other than the Sue Bird, WNBA GOAT.
The GOAT.
I didn't realize how accomplished she was.
You think Caitlin Clark could give her a running?
Ooh. I think.
When it's all said and done?
I don't think CeCe will pass her. Here's some of her accolades. She was quite the college athlete. Won two double NCAA championships with UConn. And the crazy part is that she missed her entire first year due to an ACL injury. Blew out her ACL, but still came back and broke all of UConn's women's records.
Holy.
She finished her career with a record on many lists. She was ranked number 24 all-time on the 1,000-point list of 1,378, number 2 all-time in assists with 585, and 7th with 743 steals. She was ranked number 1 in 3-point field goal percentage at a 45.9%, so basically 46%, we'll give it to her. And she was ranked number 1 in 3-throw percentage at 89%, while winning 2 nationals, 3 biggest championships, and a Big East regular season title. But I think the most intriguing fact here is that she went 114-4 in her entire college career. What a leader!
That's insane. That's like a loss every season, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
One loss a season, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that makes her, made that team, that UConn team, the best in the NCAA every single year.
Oh, no. But yes, okay, I'll continue on Sue Bird.
Uh-huh.
But Sue Bird did not finish there in college. Okay, she wants to have a prolific WNBA career, winning 3 WNBA titles, which feels kind of low. I feel like it's a good parity in WNBA, because I feel like for her stature...
Well, back then, there was, less teams, too, right? There was, four teams.
But shouldn't she win more because of,
Bill
Russell, you know?
But how much did Bill Russell? He had, 11, right?
Yeah, something like that. There was, six teams. And then she went on to win 3 WNBA titles. Did she not win any MVPs? Hold on. Sue Bird MVPs, because that is a travesty. She never won MVP in her entire
scoring title
career.
At all?
Yeah, she has scoring title, the defensive player of the year.
Wow, and no MVP.
So here's all her stats. Hall of Fame in women's basketball and just in basketball in general. 3-time assist champion, 8-time All-NBA, All-WNBA, 3-time sportsmanship, 4-time WNBA champion. But I don't think she's won an MVP in her career, which is quite insane. Yeah, she never won a WNBA MVP in her entire 13-year career, nearly 20-year career.
That's insane.
So yeah, but shout out Sue Bird, one of the most accomplished female athletes in America, and now she works with their women's basketball USA team and constructing that team for 2028 Los Angeles.
Wow.
So yeah, back now to you. Who is your exceptional
female athlete of the year?
Of the year?
I guess we could say year.
Of life.
Well, life, I guess. So. I've only came to, I'm known around the block as a scout.
Scout, yeah.
I scout on my free time and a player that has came up on my radar.
It's a hobby.
Exactly. A player who's came up on my radar, is Sila Swords.
Can you spell Sila?
Sila Swords. S-Y-L-A.
S-Y-L-A. Ooh, okay.
And then swords is like a sword.
Like a ching shung shung.
Yes, exactly. Wow. She is one of my favorite women athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only because I'm a fan of Michigan.
Yeah.
It's also,
Go
she
Blue?
Has a really cool name.
Yeah,
Go
that is Blue. True. So, yeah.
Go Blue, I don't think that. I think they're Go Wolverine.
No, but I still have Roll Blue or something
No, no, not Roll Blue. That I'm sure everyone is rolling in their graves here right now.
Okay, my fault.
She's a Canadian. So that's you know, also pretty cool. So
big
cool
shout
name,
out.
Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Michigan.
Michigan.
Close to the border. Can always hop over to Windsor. Yeah. Spend some time.
Shout out. that Wolverines team is currently third in the women's NCAA. Mm-hmm. They are expected to get a top five seed in the WNCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Despite falling to Iowa in the Big Ten semifinals.
Wow. Yeah.
Swords is averaging this year 14-5, 4.2 rebounds, 2.5 assists on 40 field goal. She's actually one of the youngest basketball players in history to compete for Canada in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Insane.
Wow.
She appeared at Paris 2024, but that wasn't her only showing with the national team. She competed with in the FIBA U19 2023 and 2025 FIBA America Cup, which was, mm-hmm. I'm sure, I think some games were held at
TMU.
No, was that the same one that was held at TMU?
I feel like it was some FIBA thing.
Yeah, there was some FIBA thing. Maybe that was the men's team. We could
double check that up. Shea was there?
Later. No, that was the U. The U
oh, yes. The okay, men's okay, team. Okay, yeah, okay.
Everyone
yeah.
but Shea.
Yeah.
America Cup, and she was named to the All-Star 5. She's mm-hmm. expected to be the seventh player off the board in the 2028 WNBA class, so that's just a while away.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot can happen.
Exactly, a lot can happen.
Maybe she shoots up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, man.
And Temple Draft. Oh,
ooh,
chills.
Temple Draft. So I think there's a bright future with her. We can see her move up the draft boards if she could get back to her freshman form, which she was actually quite good in her freshman form. Mm-hmm. She averaged 16.6 rebounds, 2.5 assists and 42 from the field, but one of the most noticeable thing is she averaged 81 from the free throw line, and then now she's actually down to 76. So like you could see, there's maybe something off with either the confidence or the form,
or an injury. I don't know.
Or the injury. I don't really know if she got injured or not.
Yeah.
But definitely a sophomore slump, as they call it.
Yeah.
Sophomore slump. She if she gets back to that freshman form or builds on top of that, mm-hmm. maybe breaks to 20 or gets to 18 scoring and ups the efficiency and gets back to that 80 free throw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she will shoot really high on that boards and
the sky's the limit.
Exactly, 100%. I'm sure. I love if tempo, if everything you know lines up and the star and the ethos and everything you know gets together for the tempo to get her. You know, keep Canadian players in Canada.
Yeah,
shout out.
Would be beautiful.
Yeah, it would be super super cool, and that's. That's my favorite athlete.
So do you think
she's 20 years old too, man. They're 20. Young.
Yeah. So do you think she has potential to be like the greatest Canadian women's basketball player?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, we'll see. Like greatest, let's see. Greatest women's Canadian basketball player. Let's see.
Let's see who pops up.
Kia Nurse.
Oh yeah, she's quite good, bro. The Nurse family.
Kia Nurse family, right?
Yeah, with Darnell and Sarah.
Sarah Nurse, she plays hockey.
Yeah, and there's a volleyball player as well. It's actually
wow, damn man, they got a monopoly on that, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out all the nurses.
Kia Nurse won MVP, bro.
Oh shit.
All star, NCAA champ. Whoa, the defensive.
Aaliyah Edwards and Bridget Carlton, who I'm sure are all really good players.
Yeah.
Silas Swords. They have her there with all those players. So hey, by that, they're comparing her with them. So I'm sure the sky's the limit, sooner or later she will be among those names.
I believe so.
Of great Canadian women's basketball players, and that's just a hope, you know. So shout out Silas Swords.
We look forward to the future, and we will be watching.
You could carry the tempos to the first chip.
Yeah. Isn't it exciting? They start this summer.
Do they?
Yeah, I'm 90% sure
no,
they start.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure. Because I hear people talking about, you're going to
they're
NW.
They're in a lockout, man. They're on a lockout.
They're in a lockout?
Yeah.
or a contract dispute if they're like. I know they're due for a new deal.
Yeah, they're due for a new deal. So
that can change things.
The ladies want more money. They want more share.
Yes.
So technically, so it works in a funky way where they're only getting like, 25%.
Yes, yes, yeah. Very. And NBA is 51%.
51%. So it's like, and you also have to take in the profit margins.
Yeah.
Like, are they profitable?
But do they give them chance to be profitable? Like, if I were an American and I had ESPN 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which ESPN are they on? You know, that's the question you gotta ask. Like, I see people post like, they prioritize bowling over WNBA.
Really?
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they're having some big contract disputes. So people are saying, like, hey, is the season even going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it gonna, how far is it going to be pushed back? And that just brings into spews with a whole lot of baseball stuff where people are like, hey, is the next season going to happen? Mm-hmm. And that's why people are like stashing away money. They're not really signing players.
Yeah. The purge is coming.
Exactly. That money purge. You know, money talks. That's what they say.
Always.
Money talks and...
Cash rules everything.
Exactly. If you don't want to give more share to the women, they're going to... And right for them. I mean, yeah. It's going to suck for the rookies and the people who are coming in.
Why?
Because they don't have anything set up. They don't, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, like they missed the season.
Like all the free agents, people who aren't really locked up for the season. I'm sure they don't pay you for the year unless they
I'm sure the union might have something figured out.
Yeah.
Union's got to have your back.
But yeah, hopefully the ladies can get more money. I mean, I'm always in favor of the players, you know. F the owners, respectfully.
Yeah, billionaires just having fun.
Unless they want to hire me, then we love you, owners.
That's true. Shout out Keith Pelley at MLSC.
Exactly. Shout out MLSC. Shout out Rogers. Mm-hmm. Shout out
Bell Media.
Maple Leaf Baseball. We're giving them
free shout outs. Until we get paid.
Does that give me an internship, guys?
Yes, I'm joking. We will await that.
Yeah, so just shout out Sila Nurse. Oh, Silasaurus.
That would be an insane family.
That would be a crazy family. But no, we actually met Sarah Nurse at the 2024 NHL All-Star Game.
We had better seats than her.
We were sitting in front of her. Damn.
Insane. And in front of the GM, the commissioner. The
commissioner was actually behind us.
Behind us, yes.
Yeah. He was behind us.
Behind us, yes.
We're just that much of a top player in Toronto.
Exactly. The bourgeoisie life.
The bourgeoisie life.
It is sweet.
It was just insane.
Insane. Just like Julian Alfred.
Ooh.
2024 Summer Olympic Games.
Shout out Julia Alfred. I watched her win that live. Mm. Not in person. I wish. I watched that live on my couch saying, like, damn, I could run faster. But no, she is... absolutely insane. She's insane. St. Lucian. Just like my best friend over here, Ethan.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out St. Lucia.
I think I messaged you right after she won. I'm like, shout out.
Yeah, I had a couple of friends like, yo, St. Lucia won.
Women's gold, which is just like, yes. I mean, you don't think of St. Lucia when you think about running. You think Jamaica, you think Canada, you think America.
You think Canada.
Yeah, man, the Canada team can run, man.
Andre DeGrasse, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but we're not giving the men that love.
No, men get too much love.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Julian Alfred.
Yes, Julian Alfred. Well, Julian Alfred is quite the Olympian, quite the runner. She beat Shikari as well. There was a lot of talented runners in that race that she beat.
Yeah, the USA ladies were favored heavily, if I'm not mistaken.
Very heavily. It was like a tight race. But Julian Alfred was the first ever medalist for St. Lucia at the Games. She set a new national record of 10.72 seconds in the 100 meters event.
Blistering.
And throughout her college career, she's been quite the athlete. She finished second in 100 meters at the Prefontaine Classic in Oregon and set an all-time record of 10.93 seconds. She ran a lifetime best and equaled the stadium record in the women's 100 meters at the Racers Grand Prix in Kingston, Jamaica.
Where did she attend? She went to
Oregon? She went to Texas.
Texas Tech or Texas?
The Longhorns.
Longhorns. Yes. Oh, how about that?
Yeah. And she also won 100 meters in 10.85 seconds in July 2025 at the Hercules Diamond League event in Monaco. That's like, I don't know if you know athletics like that, but like diamond is like the top of the top of the top.
Oh.
Like they have diamond, gold, bronze, silver, whatever. But she finished top of diamond. She's like, isn't that how League of Legends work? Is that the ranking?
We're talking League of Legends in this podcast. I did not expect people. No, it's actually Challenger. And then it goes down like that. But yeah, no. That is actually quite unique how
athletics work.
How that sort of athletics are where they go diamond.
And continuing on Alfred's records, she also broke the four-time existing collegiate record and making the first woman in NCAA to ever dip under 7 seconds over 60 meters.
Wow.
With a time of 6.97 seconds. And she's been dubbed the greatest ever one-day sprint double. Yeah, she even has a day named after her in St. Lucia.
In St. Lucia, yeah. I mean, 100% you would. If you're the first player ever to get your team a national gold, you have to be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Well, we don't have many athletes to build the Hall of Fame, but...
Dikes.
She would be number one in it. But yeah, that's Julian Alfred. Bright, and she's only like 22.
So we'll see a lot more of her, hopefully winning a lot more goals for St. Lucia.
Lot
Heck, man, she could even maybe join the Somalian team and get us some championships also.
But this is Daryl Watts, a player who I just found at this upcoming Winter Olympics. Because I remember watching the final, and he had a stat line that showed she had like 15
final
points.
Final for what? No worries, no.
The final for the women's gold medal.
Hockey?
Yeah, hockey. Okay. Wait, so I didn't say she is a hockey player.
So yeah, I mean, that's what the listeners won't know if you don't tell.
Okay, she's a hockey player, plays for the PWHL Toronto Scepters right now. And fun fact, she was the highest paid women's hockey player back in 2024. Because there was a Premier Hockey Federation before the PWHL, and it made her one of the highest public paid North American women's athletes in sports.
Get that money, girl.
Yes. But she's actually quite the go. Like, she's actually crazy. She played in the NCAA Division I scoring, and she leads it all time. Like, she's the highest scorer all time in NCAA women's hockey. She recorded 82 points in 38 games, and she won the MVP of that league. And the first freshman to receive that honor, she was named Rookie of the Year, East Player of the Year, and Hockey East Rookie of the Year. But then she transferred to Wisconsin. And even on Wisconsin, she led the league in scoring and was named Player of the Year. And she scored an overtime winning goal in the NCAA Championships. And now she's one of the best emerging talents of the league in the PWHL. And she became the second player in history to reach 50 career PWHL points. She was named the second team. Oh, who the heck finished above there? That's what I want to know. But yes, Daryl Watts is quite the athlete, quite the player, and she's so young with a bright career ahead of her. And like, she's broken so many records that it'll be exciting. She is 26.
Wow, young.
Yes, but did you hear the controversy at the final with her? She played against her ex.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, she was broken up with the defenseman, eh?
Yes. I forget her name, but yes.
Brutal.
That is who she was.
So I'm going to speak about
Caroline Harvey.
Yeah.
That was her ex-girlfriend.
Man, that's brutal, eh?
Yes. And they're a power couple. It's insane. Like, what a crazy story. But yes.
Aw.
Love hurts, as they say.
Exactly. Love hurts.
Yes.
I want to speak about one of the greatest Canadian.
Ooh.
See, look, man, I only talk about Canadians here, man. You're talking about Americans.
Oh, no, Daryl's Canadian.
You talked about, okay.
Sue Bird is American.
I guess that's fair. We're going to talk about Summer McIntosh. We spoke a little bit about her. We gave her a shout-out in one of our early episodes for the listeners. And now we're going to dive more into her. Summer McIntosh is one of the most inspirational women in sports today. She... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was inspired. I hit my local pool in the summer. I'm like, you know how people say Bam Adebayo whenever they shoot now?
Yeah.
I say Simone McIntosh whenever I stroke.
Yes, yeah, me too, man. It like, she got me to the pool.
She got me in the pool. I was in the pool. We're all in the pool.
Yes.
From Toronto, she became one of the biggest Canadian swimming stars at a very young age. At the Paris 2024 Olympics, she became the first Canadian athlete to win 3 gold medals at a single Olympic Games, while also adding a silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just insane.
Insane.
She kept her success winning in 2025, winning 4 individual gold medals at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore, another historic achievement for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so inspirational, and it's not only her talent, but her maturity, her discipline, her consistency under pressure. She was against one of the best swimmers, like all the best swimmers of, you know, now, and she's still at the top while being so, so young. Was she 19 years old?
Yeah. Oh, she's the first Canadian athlete to win 3 individual gold medals.
That's what I said.
Oh, sorry, my fault. There's just so many achievements you're listing.
Exactly.
I get lost in the sauce. Exactly. Wow.
She represents a new generation of women in sports, confident, determined, and fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, just being such a big inspiration to young girls in Canada. And hopefully we see much more Summer McIntosh for many, many years to come.
Yeah.
And here, let's just go a little bit into the accomplishments. I may be a little redundant and say stuff over again, but I just want to dive into everything she has done. She became the first athlete to win 3 golds, like I said. She won in the 200 meter butterfly, 200 meter individual. How do you say this?
Medley.
Sorry guys, I'm a little.
Sounds like a fruit.
Exactly.
I think it is a fruit.
Medley, 200 meter individual medley, 400 meter individual medley, and won silver in the 400 meter freestyle.
Wow.
2025 World Aquatic Championship, being the first Canadian to win 4 individual gold medals at one World Championship.
Four.
She won the 200 meter individual medley, 400 meter freestyle, 200-meter butterfly and took bronze in the 800-meter freestyle. Mm-hmm. Canadian trial, she set 3 world records, including the 200-meter individual medley and the 400-meter swimming cadet. Yeah, she just defined.
Swim.
Exactly. You know, it's just
Canada, I would even
exactly,
say.
Exactly, defined Canada. I mean, that whole 2024 in Paris was just watching something. Her, especially because like swimming is such a big event, mm-hmm. and you could attribute that to some of the greatest swimmers of all time. Mm-hmm. Like,
you think she can catch Phelps' record of 23?
23 goals?
Medals.
Medals in general?
Yes.
Well, she has what? How much now? She has 3.
She has 3. He has 20 gold medals.
20 gold medals. She has 3.
Yes.
When was his first games?
So Summer was 2017 when she debuted, and Phelps was also 17.
Ooh, how much is okay? So now let's look at the tracking. How close? How much did Phelps win in his first games?
He won 8 medals, but 3 in golds. His first 6 game? Golds.
In his first game?
At 17.
In his first game?
You know, Michael Phelps would train 355 days of the year.
That's just
like he was in the pool every single day.
That's just
day.
Insane. Yeah, he's got that dog in him. I'm sure she'll be at the top of the list of women. Hopefully, she, I'm sure she's got, 4 more Olympics in her?
Yes,
at least?
She was 17 when she participated.
17, so.
She's 2 years younger than us.
Wow.
So she's 20 now.
We are old.
We haven't done nothing with our lives, meanwhile.
Exactly. Well, these women are so accomplished, and that's why there needs not only be a day, mm-hmm. but a whole month for them.
Exactly. There is a whole month.
We need more than a whole month.
Yeah, it began as a week-long event in 1978.
See, look,
California.
Man. See, look. They always short the women.
Yes.
Shout out, women.
No,
shout
what do you
out.
Mean short? They expanded it.
Well, because International Women's Day was 23 hours, man.
Well, Black History Month is 28 days.
That should wrap up the podcast. Yeah. We talked about Summer McIntosh, Sila Swords.
Sila. Who Swords. Else? Sue Bird, shout out Big Sue Bird, man. I gotta get a jersey soon. You know, I actually have a Caitlin Clark. I was about to say Caitlin Clark would be the first jersey I get.
You think I should get a swimsuit for like the? I mean, do they even have what type of merch do they have for swimmers?
None, bro.
Damn, my bad. Like,
maybe goggles. Get like.
Oh man.
Or a hat. Get a swim cap.
I got. Oh, that's sick.
And put her face on it.
Ooh, I don't know about all that.
Put her number.
We'll keep that in the workshop. We'll bin that one for now. Yeah. But
which female athlete's merch jersey would you get?
Ooh, that's a good question. We can end it off with that. A little something fun. Yeah. Talking about a lady athlete that we would, I'd get their merch for. I'd have to if we spoke about them on the podcast or no.
Anyone, bro.
I'd have to go with Sila Swords. Shout out Michigan. Shout out Sila Swords.
You get her Canada jersey.
I'm going to get her Canada jersey. I'm going to get her that and her Michigan jersey. And
her WNBA jersey.
Yeah, the Temple jersey.
And her junior jersey.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. And her high school don't jersey. No, but definitely Sila Swords.
And the practice gear as well.
Definitely Sila Swords. How about you?
I had to get one.
You got a CC jersey?
Yeah, I got a CC. Big CC. We have the same last name, but I have the E.
Ooh.
And she doesn't have the E. But if I'll get Sue Bird's, man. Shout out Sue Bird.
Shout
a
out
nice
Big
Seattle jersey. She still is in the Seattle area. Big,
oh, wow.
What's that? Kraken fan. Big Kraken fan.
Ooh, that's sick, man.
Yeah. And her wife.
I feel bad for her, though.
Megan Rapinoe.
Feel bad for her, though.
Why?
Just be a Kraken fan.
Well, yeah, Krakens are like the most mid team you could ever imagine. But that's for another day.
Exactly.
Another day.
The Sharks are better than them now, man.
Yeah.
The Coyote might be better than them.
The Coyotes don't exist no more.
Oh, they're gone?
No.
Yes. Yikes! I'm stuck in the old league.
Yes, just like Magic Johnson.
Utah Hockey Club.
That's not low.
Utah Mammoth. Mammoth.
There it is. Wow. Third time's the charm, as they say. Go. Just like this closing we're trying to do, huh?
Okay, guys. Thank you guys for listening to the episode.
Yes, subscribe.
We spoke about international women, greatest women of all time.
Exceptional
female athletes.
Yes, peace.